And these things that are on rollers that you kind of pull down to keep the sun from coming in the window, what would that be? It's on rollers.
Let's see. Well, that, that'd be a window shade.
Okay. What about, is a blind and a shade the same thing?
Well, no. Blinds is in strips that the slide, you know, and fastened together, you know.
With rope or string, yeah.
It's together. But a shade is on rollers, you know, you pull it down or raise it up.
You mentioned this house a minute ago that was in the tornado. It was one of the old houses that had a long hall through the middle.
It had a long hall through the middle and had a room on each side of the hall.
Mm-hmm.
And then the kitchen was at the end of the hall.
I see. And you had what were the rooms on the each side of the hall? You said you had
two bedrooms. We didn't have a living room then. Mm-hmm. We just had the bedrooms.
Well, usually in those houses, though, the bedrooms were big enough so that you could have a living room in there.
We used them for living rooms. And we had a big fireplace for in the living room.
Oh, you didn't heat on the stoves?
No, we had a fireplace.
Mm-hmm. I see. My grandparents lived in one just like that, except they heated theirs. But they had a fireplace, but they had sealed it up and put a big old warm morning heater.
Yeah. Well, we had a fireplace and we burnt wood all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Papa cut his wood all the time.
And that you can't hardly stay ahead of yourself cutting wood to burn like that.
Not now you can't. And you can't, you know, Papa always cut his stove wood to last for the year, you know, during the winter months, you know. And you couldn't do that now. There's not enough of timber in there.
I don't believe so.
And there's not enough of help
Right. You know, they did that, of course, without any kind of power equipment. They were using those old hand saws.
Cross saws. That's right.
And get in that old pine wood and
it'd
stick up on the saw.
Yeah.
I remember we used to take a cocoa bottle and fill it full of, I think it was kerosene.
Yes, kerosene.
And put pine needles in the top of it and sprinkle it on the saw.
Yeah, that's the way Papa used to do.
Keep it from sticking in there.
Yeah.
In a kitchen in the old houses, sometimes you'd have a piece of furniture, but back at it would maybe have a tin. It'd be made out of tin in the front and sides and have holes punched in.
Oh, yeah.
What'd you call them?
Well, they is called safes.
Mm-hmm. What did you keep in them?
Well, you kept your dishes, and we didn't have no refrigerators back then, mm-hmm. you know, or nothing. And we kept our food in mm-hmm. them most of the time, too, and our dishes, too.
Yeah, I said, that's what I thought. I just wondered. We kept the food in there. And
yeah, we did, too, but we kept
the holes were punched in there, I guess, to keep the food. It was too small for a fly to get through, and let the air get in there.
Let the air get in.
Let's see, what about all of these things we've been talking about, sofas and chairs and wardrobes, all of these are what? You would say they're all pieces of what?
They'd be called furniture, wouldn't they?
Okay, be fine. What about old furniture that's broken or old tools that are broken? You might say, well, that shed out there is just full of, if it's something you can't use, you just call it
junk.
Okay.
That's what I was calling just junk.
That's about all it is, I guess.
That's right.
If you had a whole room full of this, what would you call it? Just a junk room or a storeroom?
Yes, just a junk room.
Okay. And a woman keeping house has to get up every morning, and if she straightens up and sweeps the floor, you say she's doing what?
She'd be dusting or cleaning up the house.
Okay, fine.